each event, and each calamity requires a kriya on its own. And then the Gemara says, well, how do you know you tear kriya on Shmuel's rose? They told Shmuel that King Shapur killed 12,000 Jews in Megiddus in Syria, and Shmuel didn't tear kriya. So the Gemara says that he only tore kriya when his kamaisha shahaya, and that's where they fell by sword. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? King Shapur Lemoisa. So the Gemara says, when there's only Rov Tzibor, and thank God there was no Rov Tzibor over there by Shapur Malka. So the Gemara says, Shapur Malka ever killed a Jew? I thought he told Shmuel he never killed a Jew. The Gemara says, never killed a Jew unprovoked. There was a time where they rebelled in Lutkia. He killed them, but in a sense, they rebelled. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. And the Gemara says b'feirish that on Shmuel's rose on its own, Lamaisu, there is a requirement to tear kriya for bad news. So the Mechaber writes in Shin Mem Sif Lamed Vav, he paskins like the Ramban, that that's when Rov Tzibur is gathered together, and you hear that they fell lifnei oyveihem. So what that means is, says the Chuvis Sitz Eliezer, you don't require Rov Am, even if Rov the Tzibor of Oso Makum and Medina, do you have to tear kriya? And it doesn't mean Rov of the Tzibor. And how many people actually have to die? So the Rambam writes, Rov the Tzibor is killed. The Rambam writes in Perek Tesel of Abizna was Avo. And the Ramban and the Tur say, no, you need Rov Yisrael to be there, but you don't need a rove of Klal Yisrael to die, you only need a mute. And we paskin like the last sheet of the Ramban, like we just said, the Mechaber writes explicitly, afilu lo nergu ela mute mehem, only a mute mehem. So we find that here the Mechaber goes like who? Here the Mechaber goes like the Ramban, and the Chuvis Sitz Eliezer in Chelekein Ramas Rachel, Sumin Mem Gimel is Gimel, says you look in the Sefer Shevet Yehuda. He says he can't believe the Beis Yosef doesn't even mention the Rambam Shita. He always mentions the Rambam Shita. He even, in fact, usually paskins like him. Here he doesn't even mention the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam again saying that you would need Rov of the Tzibor to be killed. So Lamaisa, the Ramban, as we said, and the Ritva say Beferish, that the Ramban, as we said, and the Ritva, we said Beferish, they do not need Rove of Klai Yisrael to be there to be killed, God forbid. Just as long as the Rove was there, and even if only Miu could kill it. It also could be a majority of the Kiva, could be a majority of one tribe. The Gemara writes in Hurius Heim and Beis, a majority of a tribe is like a Shevet, and in Shaul's final battle, a number of Yidim were killed, they were equal more than half the members of a single tribe. So maybe in that sense, the Ritva says, is a majority of the congregation. But the Lechem Mishnah, that Rambam here, Tesalach Avav, and Ufos Avil, says the actual majority of the Jewish people fell in that battle, Mamish. So that's what the Lechem Mishnah writes, Halacha L'maaseh. So it comes out that the Ramah adds, based on the Nukkei Yosef, Vuadin M'halchu B'Shevi, that if they were taken to captivity, also we assume the halach is the same if they were taken in captivity, also halach lamaisa. Okay, if they were taken in captivity. And the last nekuda I want to mention on this, so we'll go on to the next sif, is a pella. Because the Shach quotes from Ben Yeruchim that you must be misabel kol hayom, but tomorrow you can do shlila and you can do ichui. And that's mamish against the Gemara. No, you guys notice that in the Gemara on the top of Chavav and Ralph, it says Elu Hain Kerayin Shin Misacha Korel Av Vimo VaRabo Shalom the Torah BaDosi VaLav Beisdin VaShmuel Ros. It's Mamish the Feirish in the Gemara Ain Misacha. And the Dogel Mervava asks this, and the Rav David Issa says it's also to do Ichui on this. The Gemara says it Feirish. And the Dogger Mavava says what I said. So I don't know how can the Rabbeinu Yeruchim say this. It's mamish against the Gemara. Now I will grant you that the Gemara did not give a makor, but the Rosh gives a makor. I wanted you to see The Rosh gives him a Makor in Siman Tzamech Dalet. He says, Shmuel Rosh in Mizachli, Afinim Mimichazik V'yikarim De'Alisha. We learn that out from Alisha. The Rosh gives the Makor B'Feirish, and the Dogon of Ava asks, he says, in Shin Mem, in Sif Lam and Zion, the Dogon of Ava says, he says this Kasha, says he can't believe it, Lamaisa. The Dogon of Ava writes, he says, on the Shmuel's Rose, he says, Dehua din the Machin of Mavar, Dvarv Serch Iyun. So this is a peladik of what? A peladik of Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Shach holds like a ladina. Lomaisa. So I want you to get that down. The Aruch HaShulchan paskes like the Dagon Ravava that this kriya is ene misachal liyolim. And as I said, there is no marker in the Gemara, but the Rosh says, the Rosh says, Lamaisa, that the marker we will say is comparing the pasuk with the one we had about Elisha, you know, tearing his garments upon the passing of Eliyahu HaNavi. In both instances, it says, V'yachazek v'lagoda v'yikarei. So we derive from the similar wording that just like in Elisha's rent was never mended, so too David's rent never is mended either. In fact, the Korban Asano on the bottom of the Rosh says the Rosh must have had this Girsa in the Gemara, that the Gemara spelled out this Gzera Shava. So even though we don't have it in our Gemara, the Rosh Lamaisa basically has Halach Lamaisa, this din. Okay, so let's get it. And the truth is, the Gemara, when it talks about this, and we'll get back to that when it gets about the din of Birkas Hashem. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
What if Chas v'Shalom a rocket hits Israel and Jews die? Would be rip
kriya?
Would that be
Israel? I don't think so. You mean because of the kriyos and the shmuos rovs, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't think Rov the Tzibur was there, though, at that place. We're talking about a war. You know, and everyone lines up and you're fighting a battle, Sam, and you have Rov and the Jewish people there. You know? Yeah. I mean, if you're there when you see someone dies, that's the regular din of Yitzhi. It's the Shama we learned. Your home in Bishasi is Shama. But if you hear about that event, I don't think so. Because you need Rov of the Tzibur to be there. Even though you don't need Rov of them to be killed, we said, but they have to be Rov of the Tzibur there. A Rov of the Tzibur there, and some are captured. But you need a staging of Rov of the Tzibur, which is very hard to, I don't know actually. I mean, maybe it would be. You got to check how many Chayalim there are. You know, we only recognize the people in Eretz Yisrael, we usually not Golus regarding Tzibur. Remember we said you have 3 million Jews in Galus, the Ramites and the British Rites, and 10 in Eretz Yisrael, and they're the real Tzibor. So that's what I think, Lamais. But I don't, in that situation, we don't have that staging. Okay? Yes, Ariel.
No, I don't know.
What'd you say?
No, I don't know. It doesn't seem like we would. Just
because, yeah, I don't think so.
I feel like we would have had this talk when, like...
Yeah, I don't think so. You need role for the Tzibor to be there. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Sif Lamed Zayin now, okay? What's Sif Lamed Zayin? That's the Sugya in Sanhedrin, which I wanted you to see. Fascinating Sugya. And one of the things on the list in our Gemara is, Birkas Hashem, Etan Rabban Echad Hashomem, P'yash Menachayv Likroa, Ve'edim Menachayv Likroa Shekfar Karo B'shash Shamon. The real Iker Sugya is the Sugya where? In Sanhedrin. Okay, so let's get it. And the Sugya in Sanhedrin starts five blot earlier with the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Nun Hei Amud Beis on the bottom, two lines from the bottom, says that if someone is a Megadev, he's only chayv until he does Yefaris HaShashem. Okay? Now what is Yefaris HaShashem? So Rashi says it means Hashem HaMafurish. Okay? Rashi says it's the Hashem HaMafurish. And the bottom line is here, Rashi says the name under discussion is the Shema Miyuchon, which is the Shema Mefurish. And here we're following the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, the Rambam says that this means Yudke Vavke, and also Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. This is the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. And the Arama on Daf Samech says no. He argues, and he says you only chayiv misa for blaspheming the name of Yudke Vovke, God forbid. Okay, that's a machlokes. What shame Amiyuchud includes? What does a Yafarish Hashem include? Does it include Yudke Vovke and Adnus like the Rambam, or does it include only Yudke Vovke like the Yad Rama? The Briskarov claims that Yudke Vovke and Aleph Dalud Nun Yud Lamaisa is really Lamaisa. Aleph Dalud Nun is not really a name in its own right, but it's vocalized. It has Yudke Vovke, and therefore blaspheming with that name is treated as blaspheming the specific name. Okay? So that's a very important Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues, the name of Shubin Karchan, and says, really, when the Dayanim examine the witnesses, they do so using a pseudonym, which is Yaki Yossi, it's Yossi, because you don't want to repeat Hashem Hashem. And then when it's Nigmar Adin, we don't execute the offender based on a pseudonym, based on a kinui, but we send everyone out of the room, and we ask the Gadol B'nehem, the most eminent witness, to say what he heard. And he says it, and Dayanim that are standing on their feet, they tear Kriya, and it's a Kriya that's not Ma'acha. And the second one also says Ani Kamo. He doesn't say the whole shame. And the third aid, if there's a third aid, says also, he doesn't repeat it. But the aid, when they repeat it, they don't tear Kriya. And that brings us to the Gemara here on Daf Samech. Okay, the Gemara here says on Daf Samech that we tear the Kriya, and the marker is from the Eliakim. It says, during the invasion of Judah by Samaria, Rav Sheka was sent by the king of Asher to the gates of Yerushalayim to blaspheme Hashem. Upon hearing this blasphemy, the three officers of the king, Chizkiyahu, rent their garments. Okay? And how do you know it's Lo Ma'ache? So the Gemara learns it out from Kriya Kriya, Xereshava, from Elisha, and it says, Beferish, that they're crewing Leolim. Okay. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Abraisa, that as I said, the Adim, when they repeat it, they tore Kriya already when they heard it. But when they say it, they don't do Kriya, but the Dayanim do, because this is the first time they heard it. Okay. The Gemara doesn't say a reason. The Gemara just says, that's Xeris HaKosuf. Okay. The Gemara doesn't say the reason. Taisus asks why the officers repeated the actual blasphemy of Chizkiyah. When we learn in the Mishnah that during a trial, the witnesses only use a pseudonym. That's also a good kasha. Why did they use a pseudonym reporting it to Chizkiyah? Okay, that's a kasha. Then the Gemara goes on and points out the following. Let's get it. The Gemara says, in the name of Yudim or Shmuel, if you hear someone say the divine name being blasphemed by a goy, you're not chayv kriya. I, Rav Sheka. Rav Sheka was Yisrael Mumer. He wasn't a goy. Yisrael Mumer is still Jewish. Okay, that's number one comment of Yudim or Shmuel. What's number two comment? They only tear kriya on a Shem HaMiuchad, not a kinui. Now, what is a kinui? Kinui is a nickname. So here you just got to look to Shmuel. Okay? You got to look to Masechet Shmuel, and I want you to get it down. Masechet Shmuel, when it talks about cursing a friend or a parent, it talks about with which names. And the Mishnah really says on Lamed Hey, I'm an Aleph and Shuas, please get down to Daf, so you'll know it, that if you use Aleph, Tal, Yud, Nun, or Yud, K, Vav, K, or Shakai, or Tzvakos, or Chanun, Verachum, all those things, it says you're Chayavim. So, Lamaisa, the names that refer to Yudke Vovke and Shakai are actual names of God. Names that describe God's attributes, like compassionate, Chanun, Verachum, are known as Kinuim. They're like subordinate names. So the Brisa lists other actual names and subordinate names of God. But Aleph, Dalet, and Tzvakos and Shakai are sometimes referred to as subordinate names or to contrast them with a specific name. But usually they're considered to be as of names. They are considered to be names. So, you know, you have to look in this Mishnah. Like, for example, the Gemara asks here, you mean to tell me that Rachum v'Chanun are shameless, Ninu? We have a brisa. There are certain names you can erase if it's written down, certain names you can't erase. And Rachum v'Chanun are one of the names you can erase. So how does our Mishnah treat them as names of God? So the Gemara says the Mishnah Amarik is b'mishu chanun. If you add on by the name who is compassionate, really chanun is a name you could erase. But if you say by the one who's compassionate, meaning Nebuchadnezzar, then it's a good shvua, or then it's you're over a isser of cursing one's parents if you used it by that. So that's the weird look on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and shvuas to determine Shem Hashem and Kinui. So what I want to bring out is that Rav Yudam Rishmuel held, al pidin, that there are two requirements here. Number one, you have to hear it from a Jew and not a goy. And Rav Sheka was a Jewish mumar. And number two, it has to be a Shem Yuchud and not a Kinui. Yes? On that, Rabbi Chiya argues. What does Rabbi Chiya say? Rabbi Chiya argues on the two Nakudas we mentioned in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Number one, he says, Haskara Bizman Hazeh, you're not chayav to rip, because if you did, you'd be ripping all the time. Well, the Gemara says, well, who's the one you're hearing this blaspheming from? Is it from a Yid? Are they that irreligious, the Yid, that he doesn't? No, it's from a Goy. So how would the Goy know the Shem HaMiyuchad? They don't know the Shem HaMiyuchad. So the Gemara says, you know what? They don't, but they know a Kinui. So you see that Bizman Hazeh, we don't tear Kriya. But originally, you would tear Kriya on a Kinui, Shema Mina. So what do you see from this? You see from this that he argues on both Nakudas. Number one, a Kinui would generate Kriya. And number two, a Goy would generate Kriya. So what you have on the Gemara Beferish in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Rav, is a machlekes between Rav Yudam Rishmuel and Rav Chiya. Number one, does a Goy generate a Kriya if he does blasphemy? And number two, if you do it with a Kinui, does it generate? Does it generate it? Rav Yudam Rishmuel says no on both, and Rav Chiya says yes on both. So you have this machlekes, which is quoted here in Sanhedrin, which is the real marker of the din, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So let's get to the psak halacha lemaisa on this. And if you look in the Beis Yosef, in the Darkei Moshe, Sifkan Tedvav here, the Beis Yosef is Zan Oslam et Zayin. The Ramban and the Tur say, if you hear it from a goy, what's the din? If you curse with a kinui, what's the din? You don't tear Kriya. Who's that like? That's like who? That's like Reb Chiya. Because then you'd be doing it all day. And when it becomes commonplace, unfortunately, it's not as much as a Chil Hashem. It's always bad, don't get me wrong. When it comes commonplace, we don't assume the Chil Hashem is as great. It's always great, you know what I'm saying. But the requirement that generates Kriya, which is a Shiloh Baltashkis, if it's being done all the time, then Lamaisa, you know what? If a goy does it with a kinui, you don't do it. However, if he does it with Shem Hashem, then you tear Kriya because that's much less common and the Chil Hashem scale is much greater. That's if you hear it from a goy. So Nachamo says the Ramban in Torah, if you hear it from a goy and kinui, you don't tear Kriya like Reb Chiya. If you hear it with Shem Hashem, you tear Kriya because it's what? It's the Chil Hashem's there, it's much less common. If you shomeh from Yisrael, Jir Korei, even on kinui, Kedas what? So if you hear it from a Jew, you tear Kriya even on a Kinui, like who? Like Reb Chiya, because remember, basically it doesn't happen. But the bottom line is, if it did happen, right, God forbid, if you heard a blasphemy uttered by a Yid, you'd be Chayiv, L'maisa. Even today. Since even today it's not commonplace, so you would be chayv, and this is what? And this is what the Shita of the Ramban and the Tur is, Allah Lamaisa. So they really go with Reb Chiya. And the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam claims that if you hear it from a goy, you're totally, there is no Kriya. That's exactly like Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, and the Ketzet Mishnah says because Rav Yehuda holds like it. If you hear it from a Jew, though, then you're correct, even on a kinui. So the Rambam basically has a split. If you hear it from a goy, you possibly like Yehuda Mishmuel, there's no chiyuv at all. No chiyuv kriya. If you hear it from a Jew, you're correct, even on a kinui, like who, like Reb Chiya. So the Mechaber paskins like this Rambam. Hashomea birkas Hashem, you know, it's always Lashon Saginahar. You know how the Gemara talks about a blind man. It says he has enough light. So I always speak about birkas Hashem, Lashon Saginahar. So if someone hears birkas Hashem, even birkas kinui, chayiv kriya, That's if he hears it from a Jew. And the Taz says, because if we would tear kri on every clothes of a goy, all out, we'd have no clothes. We'd have no clothes at all. And Lechura translations are considered to be like kinuyim. Okay, translations, Lechura, are considered to be like divine name translated into another language is also treated as a subordinate name in this regard. Okay, that's what the Ramah says right here, and the Birakra. So if you have a guy who's swearing all the time, Lamaisa, if it's a goy at least, that's not going to generate kriya, and that's what the Taz says. So again, Nochem, according to the Rambam, if you hear Birkas Hashem, even if Birkas Kinui, Yechag Likroa, that's if you hear it from Yisrael. However, if you hear it from a goy, you will be putter. So theoretically, if you had a Jew that did that, even with a Kinui, maybe it would generate kriya. And the Ramah writes, Afilu Amr B'Loshon Laz, Havikei Kinui. The Ramah quotes him with the Yosef, even if you translate it. So theoretically, if you had a Jewish guy swear, God forbid, you know, profanity, and he used, Hashem's name, I don't know. Maybe we would do Kriya. I don't know, Lamaisa. I don't think it's ever done, but I want you to note it. Halach Lamaisa, okay? So you got to give a Musar to a guy if he's a bad mouth. He's a filthy mouth. You got to give him Musar in general. Two types of Nivel Peh. The Nivel Peh, Vinyan Yitzniyas, Gemara says in Maseches Subis that if you have 7 years of good, it's quickly ripped up and to be Rad Shamayin. And then there's the other type of Nivel Peh, which is regular, which is bad, but doesn't have that level of punishment to it. But you always got to give the guy Musar, especially if he's using Hashem's name, Lamaisa, just in general. Okay, let's continue now. Okay, let's get it. What happens if you hear from Yisrael Mumar, that's Mekalas Hashem, God forbid, you have to tear Kriya? So the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah say no, because why? A Mumar Bizman Hazeh might be like a goy. Yeshom de Bizman Hazeh Mumar Dino Kenachri. His mom is like a goy. I'm not saying he lost his Kedushas Yisrael, but Lamaisa, this is what the Ramah writes. And the Bach says, Korea, Mishum Mumar Dino Kenachri. The Bach didn't like that. He says he's still a Yid, and it's Masha from the Shach that he's going against the Ramah. It's Masha from the Shach, you don't tear Kriya. He says all the rides in the Bach are not good. He slugs up all the rides in the Bach. So it seems like the Shach is Masha like the Ramah and Mekiyosef. Mekiyosef and the Ramah, that his manazeh, Mumar's dinu kenachri legabi this. And the halacha should be that Lamaisa, that you would not tear Kriya in such a case. Okay, what about Kriya Lamaisa, as we said on Kinuyim? So the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Tiferes Lamoshe and the Ragat Shavar has the same thing. Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkat Dezayin, you have to decree even on Kinuyim on Nimchokim, Kamo Rachum V'Chanun. So if you use the Rachum V'Chanun, which we said normally, Lamaisa Shemus HaNimchokim, that you could erase, even though it's referring to Hashem, but for our purposes of Kriya, you would have to tear Kriya. Okay, and then the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Sifkat Yitzayin, in the name of the Tshuvas Mishnas Chachamim, that even though we don't tear Kriya on Shmiya from a goy, however, if Yisrael heard a goy do Gidev, and now the Yisrael is repeating it, then you have to tear Kriya, because you're hearing an actual Jew saying over the Gidev. So therefore, that would generate what? That would generate a Chiv Kriya. Okay? Yehudi, with me? This is the Chiddush Lamaisa of the Pesachei Tshuva, that if you're saying over what you heard from the goy, then you would be chayv in what? Then you'd be chayv in Kriya. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Moikot, back by us, on Chavav and Aleph, quotes, Ton Rabbanon, Echad HaShomeh, Echad HaShomeh, and Pia, HaShomeh, Chayv Likroa, Ve'enim in Chayv Likroa, Shekfar Karu B'Shah, Sheshomu, right? The Gemara says that Lamaisa on Chavav and Aleph. You saw that Brisa? Isn't that a Brisa in Chavav and Aleph? Yes. Right here. It says they don't have to tear the Kriya. Yes? They don't have to tear the Kriya at all. The Gemara goes on and says, let's get it. The Gemara goes on and says, very, very fascinating. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says that, you know, Bishash Shomu my Havi, even if they rent their garments and they heard it, but they're doing it again. Gemara says, don't see anything. No problem. The Pasuk says they didn't tear Kriya. The Pasuk says they didn't tear Kriya. And that's it. They didn't tear Kriya, and that's the din. Halach lo mais. They didn't tear Kriya, that's the din. Now, how do you know it's not Mesachet? How do you know it's not Mesachet, this type of Kriya, the Birkas Hashem? What's the marker? So the Gemara says, well, Mesachet, and all Asya Kriya Kriya. So I want you to get this down. So I'm going to show you what to learn this. We're not Mesachet on a Kriya Lamaisa. Let's get it of Birkas Hashem. Because it says, Al Yakim Shevnan Yoach came to Chizkiyahu Kriya the Gudim, the Godim. The Godim, and in the passage regarding Elisha, he crying Lishnai Karoy. Just as there it was never mended, so too here. Now, curiously, however, Rashi states that Zereshava links the rending of Chizkiyahu. Did you notice this, guys? It's not really Rashi. You always say the Perish Asher. That he, Rashi says the link was with the rending of David upon the death of Shaul, right? Why is he linking the notion of what happened with Chizkiyahu with David? He should have said it's with Eliyahu Anovi. So Ritva says that if the derivation would be from the passage of Elisha, merely linking two occurrences of the word rent, then you should derive it from any rent should not be mended. Not only the special ones in the Brisa, it's a good Takasha, the Ritva asks. Right? It's a good Takasha, the Ritva asks. Doesn't Tysus ask it to your Maskal Asya Kriya? Let's go, guys. Let's focus. After Tisha B'Av, we need to focus. Asya Kriya Tamim Kein Nelev Kol Kriya Shalom Yisachim Kriya Kriya. The Shemelman is Tabrele. So Tysus says, Lamaisa, if you learn it out from Kriya Kriya, then why all Kriyas don't require it? No! Rather, the Ritva says, we rent the king of Chizkiyahu, made a report over blasphemy from another rent of a king, David HaMelech, who has made a report of Shaul's death, and the decimation of the house of Yisrael. Nothing to learn out from Elisha. It seems that the Paris text of Gemara stated explicitly there was a link between the Chizkiyahu and that. But our Gemara disagrees with the Gemara in Sanhedrin concerning what are the source of the din. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has the source from what? What does the Gemara have? The Gemara has the source from what? Eliyakim to what? To Elisha. So that every Kriya should require Mesachet. So therefore, our Gemara is different. Our Gemara Lamaisa disagrees with that. And our Gemara links it up with David, and that's what you have to say, Allah Lamaisa. So it comes out to be a Machlokes, because our Gemara is disagreeing with the Gemara in Sanhedrin concerning the Makor. If I ask you, what's the Makor of Eni Misacha by Birkas Hashem? Could be the Rosh is even have a different reading tomorrow. But that's what Tosfos meant there. Shem Elo Mistaber Le. What did Tosfos do? It's not Mistaber. You should learn all the Kriyas should be Misacha, and that's not Mistaber. Shem Elo Mistaber Le. It's not Mistaber that you should require what? That you should require all the Kriyas, Lomais. It's not Mistaber at all that we should require all the Kriyas, right? You saw the Taitch of the Tosfos there? The Taitch of the Tais is there on Chavav Amal, Shem Elo Mistaberle. What does that mean when he says Shem Elo Mistaberle? Dibra Maskil, Asya Kriya, Kriya, right? What does Tais say when he says Asya Kriya, Kriya, right? Dibra Maskil, Chavav Amal, he says Shem Elo Mistaberle. What is Shem Elo Mistaberle? It's not Mistaber to learn from Eliyahu, learn from Eliyahu Kriya some Chamuros, like Elisha, Eliyahu Anavis, Rabbo. The Kriyas and Rachal Muros, not Mistaber, that they should be Nikroim Lo Misachet. Okay, Shem Lo Mistaber Lo. It's just every Kriya. I don't know. I was thinking, Lamaisa, is it so crazy that this is a unique one? No? Isn't Birkas Hashem a unique one? It's a special one? So maybe you can answer. This is a special one. No? Maybe this is a special one. It's a terrible thing they're doing, not to call it to Hashem. Maybe you can answer to this, guys. I was thinking. Okay. But this brings us to the following Nekuda, and the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Let's get it. The Mechaber writes, he says, Afilu shomea me'edim eich birach ploni. Let's say you heard from Edim how Mr. X cursed Hashem, God forbid, chayv likroa, va'edim ein tzrichim likroa pamacheres. The Edim don't need to be korea pamacheres. Why not? Because it's learned from Sukkim. Is there any Sfara? I think the Sfara might be is that Lamaisa, what's the whole reason, guys, why we're tearing Kriya here? What's the whole reason why we're tearing Kriya? Because Chol Hashem, right? It's a terrible Chol Hashem. So if they're doing it as professionals, these are Aiden. These are professionals, not just, shooting the breeze, not just schmoozing. They're professional Aiden. So if they're doing it under that cover or under that aegis, then the Chol Hashem is not there. However, other people hearing it for the first time, even if it's under that aegis, even if it's under that umbrella, it's still upsetting. And if you hear it for the first time, you must hear Kriya. So maybe that's the svara you could suggest as to why. But the question is, do you have to tear kriya when they testify that Ploni's gidei? So the Rambam, Tais, and the Smag say you're not chayav to tear kriya until you hear the lashon of giduf mamish. And the Rabbanu Yosef say yes, you're chayav in kriya. Smash from Yishami, even if there's an eight echad that testifies, and he's not even in front of Bezdin, you're chayav to tear kriya. But if you hear from someone who heard from the Edom, A, B, and C, then you don't tear kriya. Meaning C, you heard it from B, you heard it from the guy, then Lamaisa, then you don't tear kriya. The one who heard it, someone who hears it from a person that heard it from Edom, that you don't hear it from kriya. If you heard it from Edom, then you chayav. But if you heard it from a guy who heard it from Edom, then you don't tear kriya. That's the Ramban and the Mukhi Yosef. So the Mechaber, I'm sorry, the Shach passes like the Ramban, that even if you did not hear the Lashon of Giduf, you are chayav to tear kriya. Okay, you are chayav to tear kriya. Lamaisa. So even if you didn't hear the Lashon of Giduf, Lamaisa. Even if you didn't hear it yourself, you are going to be chayav because you're hearing it from the Eid Echad. So as long as the Eid Echad tells you, even if it's not in front of Beis, you're chayav. Now if you heard it from a guy who heard it from Edom, then you're not chayav. But Lamaisa, if you heard it from a guy, Lamaisa, who heard it from the Edom, Lamaisa, then as I said, what? You're potter. But if you hear it from the Edom themselves, even in Eid Echad, it's not in Beis, then you will be chayav. Now the Mishnah's Chachamim paskins like the Rambam, and that is that only if you're the Lashon of Giduf Mamish are you chayiv. I mean, you need the guy that originally said it. And he says, according to the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference whether it was you heard it from the Shomea or you heard it from the Shomea Sheshama. Right? You always need to tear kriya if you hear what? The Lashon of Giduf Mamish. And this din that you're korea is only when what? When you're Shomea from the Shama. When you hear it from the guy who heard it directly, not more. That din is only from the Shach. That's what the Shach says. The Shach says you cannot be C. If it's C, you're never chayav kriya. That's not true according to the Rambam. Rambam says if you somehow imitate it, not imitate it, but if you actually say it, doesn't make a difference. You are chayav. There's no difference whether it's Shomea from the Shomea, you heard it from the one who heard it, or you heard it Shomea, Shomea. I don't care how long the chain is. If it's a Lashon of Giduf, according to the Rambam, you're chayav. Only according to the Shach do you have that separation. And it seems like the Shach Lamaisa holds like the Ramban, and in that case, we would be Mekel Halach Lamaisa. Okay, because again, the stakes are high about Batashas. Okay, good. You know, I once suggested, I think I said this to you in the beginning of the summer with in Chumash, and now you appreciate it now that we're finishing the Siman in Kriya, that when Yoshua and Kalev tore Kriya, why did they tear Kriya when they heard the report of the Meraglim? You know why they tore kriya? We spoke about it a lot during Tisha B'Av, the Bechil, the Dairis, you know, the Meraglim, what they did caused really the Tisha B'Av. It's because they thought it was blaspheming Hashem. Hashem had married Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael serves as the Ksuba. And when they slandered Eretz Yisrael, it was mamish not right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why did they tear kriya? Because they thought it was a din of Birkas Hashem. So I wanted to suggest. Why did they tear kriya? The Baal Tashkos. No, it was a mitzvah. Wanted to say Alpidin, Kalev and Yoshua and Kalev Torah Kriya, because what they were hearing was like Giduf HaMakom. Okay, this brings us to the next Gemara, and then we finish up the Siman. Says in the Gemara, in here in Moy Kotnan Chavav and Aleph, it says the following. It says, if someone sees a Sefer Torah, Amar, Rav Chavam, Rav Huna, Ro, Sefer Torah, Shenikra, Chayv, Likra, Shtei Kriyas, Echad HaKvil, Echad HaLaksav. After the king had burned. Well, what was going on over there? Lamaisa. So what was going on over there is very appropriate right after Tisha B'Av. In Navi, in Yirmiyahu, Periklam Vav, the Pasuk relates that Yirmiyahu had dictated to his Talmud, Baruch ben Neria, the Nevuah of the calamities that would beset the nation with the Churban. And Baruch recorded in the scroll, and this was the original scroll of Eichon. It contained what we have, the first, second, and fourth parak of Eichon. Okay? So that was what he wrote down. Now these were prophetically stated in advance of the event. Now Yirmiyahu later added a third and fifth parak. That's the first Rashi in Eichon. You ever looked at the first Rashi in Eichon? Parak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, that's what he says. Parak Gimel, Parak Hei were added later. Now, this scroll was read publicly in the hope that it would trigger the Yidim to repent so that the Churban would be averted. And indeed, it had a great impact on those who heard it. However, when it was read before King Yoyakim, he was a Rasha. He cut the scroll and burned it in fire. And the Gemara goes on to say, did you notice that Lato stanzas? He reacted after hearing three or four stanzas. And stanzas is a pasuk, because, you know, that's why, you know, the chazan is supposed to pause in between every pasuk. It's called a stanza when the eich is read on Tisha B'Av, because he paused slightly after each pasuk. So, Lamaisa, this is where it came from. And then Meshuggah, Lamaisa, the Rasha, burned it. He went ahead and burned it. The Gemara says it didn't happen yet. Right? The Gemara says, why are you saying that he burned it? Why do you say he tore Kriya because he burned it? Maybe it's because of Shmuel's Rosh. The Gemara says the Shmuel's Rosh didn't happen. So the reason why he tore Kriya was because of the burning of the scroll. That's why, Lamaisa, he tore Kriya. Okay? That's why he tore Kriya, Lamaisa. Okay? He tore Kriya because this Meshuggah, right? This Meshuggah, burnt it, Lamaisa. Okay? Now, once we know that Kriya is required, the Gemara says, yeah? Who tore Kriya, right? The king and all the servants, Lamaisa, right? He cut out the names of Hashem. Pashup Shad is that Lamaisa, once we know that a Kriya is required, you can apply the Kavah Chomer that it can never be Misachet. Because if Kriya over death of someone who studied Torah or Rebbe can never be mended, how much more so the Torah itself? It's a Kavah Chomer, Lamaisa, says the Taisa Rosh. The Rebbe represents Torah, but the Torah itself. And moreover, Lamaisa, moreover, what you have to say is that when the fifth Pasuk was read, after the three and four standards, Taisa is wise. Why is the Gemara say he cut out and burned only the names? Simple reading of the puzzle is he cut apart the entire scroll and burned it. That's what Taisa is bothered by. Correct. Kater kol askaras tema. Vaha diikra betar asofer mashma kol amigilo. Yushami l'rashin askaras. Yushami taka says it wasn't just the names. So he burned them in the fire. And they didn't fear Lamaisa, nor did they rend their garments, the king and all the servants. So no one tore Kriya. They should have, though. They should have tore Kriya. They were terrible guys. So Gemara says it couldn't be out Shmuel's Rosh. It didn't happen yet. Okay, so that's the Makor, Lamaisa. That's the Makor. Now it's interesting. In our Gemara we just read, it says someone sees a Tzayfetara that was ripped. Our Gemara has a Girsa Nikra. Yes? The Rashash changes it to Nisraf. We're going to see why there's a Nafkamina on that. But you have to tear Kriya for the parchment and the Ksav, because the parchment has Kedusha as well. It says in Yordaya, in Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph, that the parchment has Kedusha as well. Okay? So, Lamaisa, let's see some details of this din, Alach Lamaisa. So the Gemara says, you need Kriya on both, and the Gemara says, well, the Gemara says like this, Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Bar Chiya, Vayasa, they were sitting together. Rav Abba got up, Kam Rav Abba, Boy Lefnuya, he needed to go to the restroom. Shaklil told Ve'achtei Rabbi Sadja, he removed his tefillin and placed him on a cushion. Asya Bas Namisa, Boy Lemivle, a ostrich came along and wanted to swallow it. Amar Hasya Chayv Leshtei Kriyas. Rav Abba said, if this would happen, you have two Kriyas, one for the Gvil, one for the actual what? For the actual, the Ksav itself, that's Karas. So Rav Huna said, Amalei Menolacha, how do you know? Where do you know? Abididi Abuvna. He says, this happened. Vasil came in Rav Masna. Lav B'yad didn't know. Vasil came in Rav Yudah Armali. Akam Rishmul Armali. Lizroel Kamai Shishaya. So that's only when it's what? That's only when it's forcible. When Yehoyakim destroyed the scroll of Eicha, and the Hamlokers were powerless to stop him. When it happens accidentally, you don't need what? You don't need Kriya. You don't need Kriya. Okay? So the reason is, Lamaisa, you have to say the reason is that when someone sees the Churban, he has to rend his garments, Lamaisa. You see a destruction of the Torah scroll. He's witnessed a desecration of God's honor. This applies only where the guy does it wickedly, not where an accident occurs. That's what the Bach and Shach say. So Lamaisa, he thought he was going to have to do this, but that's only when it's done, Lamaisa, against the will. So let's see what the din is, Alach Lamaisa. So the Mechaber says like the Rosh. Let's get it. It's interesting. Did you notice the perish there? What does the word zroa mean? How does the perish type zroa? Do you notice how Rashi types zroa? Bezroa shen yochel atzilo. You can't save it. So what does that imply? What does shen yochel atzilo mean? Let's say it got burnt by mistake, and you weren't able to save it. So you hold that perish, I think you'd have to tear kriya. It was burnt by mistake. Not that a goy came in and burnt it. It was burnt by mistake. You weren't able to save it. According to the perish, maybe you have a chiyuv kriya. Well, let's see how we pass it. So the Mechaber says, like the Rosh, if you see a sefer Torah that's burnt, or a tefillin, or even a Megillah Achas from the Vim or from the Ksuvim, you tear shnei kriyas. Makes sense, because it was Eicha. No. It wasn't a sefer Torah. It's interesting. The Mar brings a Raka, Makar, Roh, a sefer Torah, and it brings a Raya from Eicha. That wasn't a sefer Torah. So you see, Beferish, it applies to any Torah in the Vim and Ksuvim, and that Tafkid Soreh Bezarua, Bezroh, was strong, forcible. Gemaisha show you. So the Zichron B'Tzalel, beautiful savior we have in Kriya, says if Chumashim get burnt, you only do one Kriya, because there's no parchment. It's just the names. And the Bir Haitin, the Sifkot Lamed Hay, says there's a big Shreifa of a whole apartment building, the Sifkot Torah in it, God forbid, you don't need to do Kriya, because that's not so much Chil Hashem. And so says the Alkid Yosef, that's only when it's burned Bezroa, through a bad guy, whether it's a Goy or a Jew, like arson, but it's done through an electrical fire, then you don't tear kriya. And the Alkid Yosef says, when you hear that a sefer Torah is burnt, where there was a pogrom, or you see kvilim of a sefer Torah that were already burnt, that happened a few weeks ago, you don't tear kriya. Only at that time did you tear kriya. And that's what the Chazon Avadi says, you don't tear kriya on a shmua that a sefer Torah was what? That was ripped. Okay? And what about Gomorrah's? What about Gomorrah? So the Darki Moish and Sifkot Nizayin and Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkot and Chafal and Yalkut Yosef and Omanayin say, according to the Darki Moish and the Mordechai, if you see Shas that is burnt, you have to tear Kriya. And if you look in the Tur and Darki Moish, they say, Beferish, you don't tear Kriya. And the Teferis Lamoisha is Mestapik Vidavar. Yalkut Yosef says, you don't tear Kriya if you see Gomorrah's burnt, Captain. But this whole time we've been talking about burning. What happens if you see a servant turn that's ripped? What do you do about that? Or erased? Do you have to tear kriya for that? So it's interesting. So Machlis Bavli Yishalmi, no? Isn't the Machlis Bavli Yishalmi? The ostrich. The ostrich wasn't burning anything. He was swallowing it, no? He was swallowing it. Yeah? Funny, when you have a Machlis Bavli Yishalmi, you always go with the what Bavli. But here the Beis Yosef, you saw the Beis Yosef, it's very interesting. The Yishalmi says Beferish only when it's burnt. Yishalmi says black on white only when it's burnt. Right? Beis Yosef says, Mashmi Yishalmi only when the Sefer Torah is burnt. The Bach says, no, you have to tear Kriya. And the Beis Yosef says, he says, the Havana Beis Yosef is not Mukhr from the Yishalmi. Because Melech Yoyakim is mentioned in Yishalmi was Lav Davka. And Nisrif is also Lav Davka. Just like Yoyakim, that's mentioned in Shami's Lav Dafkin, so too it's Nisraf is considered to be Lav Dafkin. That's what the box says. But it's very interesting the way the Beis Yosef says it. The Beis Yosef quotes the Machlekes, quotes this Machlekes, Bavli Yushalmi, and he says, well, Yushalmi says it black and white. The Pharish, the Bavli doesn't, so let's go with Yushalmi. That's what he says. Very interesting, Ramaisa. That's what he says here. He says, the Yushalmi says this, Elahuvda de Bala and Mahisa Gamara Didan Mash and Nisraf, Lav Dafka. Team Lokin, Abelin Lamar Lom Rolichnis. Me of Yushalmi, I come her, Domali Haki. Says it in the Yushalmi. Says it in the Yushalmi. Says in the Yushalmi. So he says, the box says no. The end of my cotton says, who had been filling? Lav Dafka Nisraf, I feel Nikra, and Nechta, and Nimchak, Bizroa, Ben Yisrael, Ben Yigoy, Kol Tali Shiro, Bechul. It all depends on Mizroa, look at Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says it's got to be burnt. I don't know. I don't understand the whole Raya, no? Doesn't the Gemara say Zroa? What does Zroa mean? Forceful, right? Where it was done against the will. So how do you bring any Raya at all? That whole story with the ostrich wasn't animal that wasn't doing it. Lachis? I don't understand the whole Raya. It wasn't being done Lachis in that case. What does the Gemara say over there? Oh, how did you know? How did you know, Lamaisa, How do you know that? From where do you know to take this? Because he said a story happened with him, and he went and he asked, and he said it was only when there's Israel. So doesn't the Gemara upkafreg the whole thing with the ostrich? The Gemara says you wouldn't have to tear kriya if it happened with the ostrich. Doesn't the Gemara say that? It's only when it was what? When it was done wickedly. Not where an accident occurs. Isn't the ostrich an accident? So how do you bring a riot from there that Lamaisa? I think what you have to say is, maybe this is going to say, Rafi, if it wouldn't have been an accident, it would be the same din. Is that what you're going to say?
Exactly. Yeah. If like a person were to somehow rip it
out of violence, you know, then yeah. I hear you. Okay,
yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, the only
that's what I think you got to say. Yeah, but it's interesting. Machlis Bavli Yishalmi. The Beis Yosef goes with Yishalmi.
No, I thought, yeah.
Because the Bavli doesn't say the Beferish.
The only thing missing from this required a kriya was l'hafes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not that it was lacking strafa.
But the box says I don't like the way the Beis Yosef interprets the whole thing. Is just an issue of violence and chil Hashem, and therefore he claims that l'maizah shouldn't have to be burnt. Shouldn't have to be burnt. He quotes here. I don't know why he quotes here that Yo Yakim Kamosh Melchon Yakim Shus could be Shami Lavdak. I guess he could be a goy. It could be anyone who does it. Doesn't have to be a Jew. What'd you say?
Maybe the ostrich did it, Hashem.
I couldn't hear you.
Maybe the ostrich did it, Hashem.
Okay, it's hard. An animal has no because chavshus. Most Rishonim say animals don't have because chavshus. So, Hashem means with intent. Okay. All right, but that's the machlekes. And how do we paskin so the kaz and the shak taka hold like the bach that it doesn't have to just be burnt, like Rafi said. Even if it's ripped, and even if it's not burnt. It sits Eliezer says the same thing. We would tear kriya halacha lamais if you see that happen. Okay, great. That finishes up the simon. Say a kiddush now in shin mem. Okay, we finish it up. Chazer over. Hope you're able to chazer over. And now I want to go to the next subcategory very quickly. We didn't finish up. I want to just finish it up. Ashlomas Savelis said, and then we got to move on to likarat somas. Wanted to mention. I've been wanting to mention this. I didn't mention it. There's a steer in the Taz that we didn't mention. If you remember that when a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva, we said that the Taz, Paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that if you become a bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva, you're potter from Avelis. Because when the Shiva began, you were a cotton. Fine? But Mitzad Sheni and Simon Shin Mem, the Taz is of the opinion, against what we've been holding all along, that there is a din chinuch by Avelis. That a cotton is chayiv in Avelis. Okay? So what's going on here? What's going on here, Lamais? On one hand, we said that what? A cotton is chayiv din chinuch. However, here, because he started when he was a cotton, he's potter. So the answer is, says the Pesachei Tshuvin, Shin Sarivov Sif Cotton Beis, Nafkamina is where there is no father. There might be a mitzvah chinuch according to the Taz, chinuch ba'avelus, even though we said that the Ramon Shach are against that. There might be a mitzvah chinuch on avelus, but it's got to be a father. And if there's no father, then you're potter if you became a bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva. That's what the Taz is talking about. You're right, in general, there's a mitzvah chinuch on the father of the Gabi Avelus, Asha. But if there's no father, there's no din. Or let's say he insists on going to shul, going to school while he's during Shiva. So there's not going to be chinuch for avelus, because he's going to school, bittel tayr. He wants to go to what? He wants to go to school. So in that case, there's no chinuch. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a situation where there is no chinuch in place in Simon Shin Sarivov, so that there'll be no steer in the Taz. I want to just point out, what happens to the girl? Is the father mechuyev to mechanech his daughter, Ketana? Magen Rum says no, and I gave you the Tos Yishonim in Yuma, absolutely not, that a father is mechuyev to mechanech his daughter like his own son. So it's a big machlokes. Magen Rum tells you shun with her father's a mitzvah chinuch to mechanech his daughter halacha lemaisa. Okay, that's what I wanted to mention. That's what we wanted to do. Now let's move on to the din of likarat somas. Okay, likarat somas is the last simon here in simon tof lamed gimel. I'm sorry, tof gimel. It's the last simon in Yordaya, believe it or not. In the whole Yordaya, it's the last simon in Yordaya. And so let's see what the story is when you want to exhume bones. Late already. Let's try to get to it. What happens, halacha l'maisa, when you want to exhume bones, what's the din in such a case? Okay? So for this, I wanted you to see the Gemara in Daf Ches. The Gemara in Daf Ches points out, actually it's not a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. If you turn to Daf Ches in Moikotin, and I had a shiloh about this about 2 years ago. It says in the Mishnah, Odomer Remeir Melakim Odom Atzamos Ovim Neshe Simchi Hilo. Rabbi Yosim Ravahu Oval Hilo. What's going on? So Remeir says a person can gather up the bones of his father and mother and reinter them on Cholomoy. Because it's a source of joy for him. He's gratified at having his parents buried next to their ancestors. And therefore the interment does not cause him distress on the Chag. That's how the Perush says. What are you talking about? It's a source of mourning. You can't do it during the Chag. It's a machlis with Meir Reb Yosi whether you can do this or not. Okay? So the more effect Akasha, Mora says, but now the Brisa says that if you gather the bones of your own father and mother, there's a velus the whole day. And at night you don't do, just the whole day. And Rav Chista said, even if the bones are wrapped up in one sheet, in other words, you didn't re-enter the bones in a proper grave, he remains in the state of mourning indefinitely, even if they're wrapped up. That's one pshat. That's what the Perush says. Another pshat is Rashi in the manuscript, and the second pshat of Taisus is that if the boxes remain wrapped, he's not required to mourn. Each day that he unwraps them, he sees them, he has to mourn anew. It's like a new disinterment. But according to both heads, Beirim, though, Rav Chis is coming to say a chumrah, right? However, Lomaisa, if you look in the first pshat of Taisus, Maskel La'erev, he says, Chis is coming to tell me a kula, that in the evening after the sermon, one is no longer required to mourn, even if the bones are merely wrapped in a sheet and have not been reinterred. So it's a whole machlokes rishonim how to interpret Rav Chis's comment. Whatever the case might be, how could a mayor say it's a simcha? It's a veilus. Amar Rabbi, eimib nesh simchas haregel olov, which means what? It means that Lomaisa, number one, can either say the Brisa reflects the opinion of Rav Yosi, and it's disputed by Rebbe, but the Gemara wants to say that any Tana should deem the reinterment of parents remains a joy, right? It's very odd that anyone would say that. So the word is, he's so absorbed with the Simcha of the Chag that the reinterment doesn't pain him. So at first glance, this Hasbro seems incomprehensible. Nevertheless, it would be wrong to initiate a formal period of mourning during the Chag. So the Ritzin Miki Yosi would say that the Gemara is saying that the obligation to be Mesameach on the Chag exempts the person from mourning, since even in the period of mourning for a new deceased is pushed aside by the Chag. So according to the Perush, it seems the Gemara understood this from the very outset. However, the Gemara meant to ask that since the Rabbanan saw fit to impose a day of mourning upon reinterment, this activity obviously awakens sad emotions in a person, and thus it should deem inappropriate call of mourning. So the Gemara answers that the person's preoccupation with the Chag will save him from anguish that actually accompanies a reinterment. So in the Mishnah, when the Perush was Mazar Meir is saying the reinterment itself is a cause of joy, that's because one's gratified his parents being buried in an ancestral plot. He apparently meant to present the thing as the Gemara's Havami. Now we switch it around completely and say, you're so engrossed in the Simcha, you won't feel it at all. Oh. So this leads us to the following. I want you guys to get this. This is a new form of a Velus. When you exhume the bones of a relative, that day you must have a Velus. You don't say Mixyom Kekulu on it. It's a very good Bechina question. Shmuel Rechoka, we say Mixyom Kekulu 1 hour, 1 day, 1 hour. Likud Atzav is a full day. Halacha L'maaseh. And I stress that it's a veilus and not animus. The Ramah writes here B'Theirish, like the Rosh, Ein animus b'yom Likud Atzav is a veilus chalom yad. Mamish. It's unbelievable. The Gesher Chaim says there's no aninus at all. You're mutter b'basam yayin the whole day. This is like the Rosh. Against his Rabbi, Rameir Meir Rutenberg. Rameir Rutenberg says there is aninus, which is aser b'basam yayin, achas kfura, and then when they reinter the bones, then the avelus begins. So the Gemara says it's the whole day out of Erev. And Lamaisu, the Gesher Chaim writes, let's get it. The Gesher Chaim says, that's only when you start to gather the bones are we know Igdini Avelis. Ad Sofayom. If they bury them tomorrow, or it takes a few days to gather it up, it's only 1 day of mourning. Let's say the process takes 2-3 days, only 1 day. And the Akad Yosef says Avelis is only on the day when you remove the bones. It's only on a day when you remove the bones, even if they don't finish. Now the Mukiyaisim Kurabes Yez is a chiddush. He says you're not knowing my sevel is mamish. It just says you're misonim, it's dire, you can't eat kachum because you're not the simcha. Beis Yez says no, it's mashma that real blown avelis, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We do real avelis on the whole day. Halacha lemaisa. Let's get to it. What about kriya? Do you do kriya halacha lemaisa? So the Mechaber says it's in Beis Yez Kurabes Misaso Yekareb Yom Pinu Atzamas. Whenever there's kriya b'shas misa, then you also do the same thing by pinu atzomus. The Pesachei Tshuva, I want you to get this, and Sifkon Aleph says you shouldn't tell the krovim when you're doing it. Because we don't want to trouble them to do kriya, Torah Chasam Amonim Sheyisrael. We don't want to trouble them to do aveilus, and therefore, Lamai said, don't tell them at all. And the Akiyos is better not to tell them at all either. Now the Yishalmi says, if you did hear about it, on that day that they're doing it, you have mourning. But only on the day where you hear they're doing it. If you heard already they did it yesterday, you're not misabel. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch Sifei. Only the day you hear about it, you're misabel. Now the Pesachei Tshuva has a line in Sifkana, which I'm very bothered by. I don't have an answer for it. But he says, if you know about the moving of your bones, your relatives, your patur and mitzvahs, until you know for sure that he's been buried. What do you mean? We just got through saying there's no aninus. It's just Avelis. Avelis is Chayav al Mitzvahs. And all those Chayav al Mitzvahs. So I don't understand this line. Unless he's the one who's doing it. But he doesn't say he's the one who's doing it. He says, you're Yodea. You know about it. You know about it. Maybe you're the guy that's arranging it. Maybe that's what he's saying. You're the guy that's arranging it. Because if you're Molech HaTzomos, you're also Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah. In the Bnei HaShulchan, he has a whole discussion about what the nature of this Avelis is, guys. Is it like the first 3 days or is it like the last 4 days? You know, all the Chumras that we had in the first 3 days. Does he have the first 3 days or is it like the last four? He's not sure. He's not sure about it, Lamaisa. He's also not sure what's the status of Tfilin, Lamaisa? What do you say about Tfilin? Is this like Yom Rishon or is it like the last days? Interesting Sveikas that he entertains here. I want you to get down in this Biurim about the nature of this day of the Avelis. So what about Lamaisa? What about how we paskin in the Shiloh of Reb Meir and Reb Yossi? How do we paskin in the Shiloh about in Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, Halacha Lamaisa? How do we paskin? Okay? So, it's interesting that are you allowed to gather up the bones of your relatives on Chol HaMoed? So the Rambam says it's Asur because you paskin to Reb Yossi. I'll be the rule. That we always pass Reb Yossi Mechavero, the Morne Erevin Ben Bovin Base. And the Ramban says, I'm sorry, it's Mutter, like Reb Meir, because the Gemara Pilpul's within Reb Meir. In fact, the Gemara Pilpul's within Reb Meir shows we pass like Reb Meir. So it is Mutter to gather up the stones, the bones of your relative of Chol HaMoed. And Lamaisa Mechaber passes like the Rambam, like Reb Yossi, Ein Malakin Atzamas Aviv Moed, and Sarachom Atzamas Shar Krovin. So what is this story about Shar Krovin? Up till now, we've been talking about Avi V'Imo in the Mishnah. What about Shar Krovin? So the Yishalmi Moikon Berak Alva Lachahei says, Ein Shmuel Ligan Atzomos. You don't have to Mizavo. I'm Rav Chagu Shishom Lomachar. Ein Shom Abob Yom, Yeh Shmuel Ligan Atzomos. So the Mechaber says, like the Ramban and the Rosh, that Shom HaShayom Lachto Atzomos Echem Yikrovish Mizavo Aleyem, as long as you do it, Sit Shivanem, Afa Bishaloy Hashem, Mizavo Aleyem. So it applies to other relatives as well. The Ramah adds, "Aval shomesh l'gulat molim misabel leim." So it's beferish b'maisa. So it's beferish that it applies to shar krovim, this din of avelus as well, based on the Yushami and the Mishnah only has it by Aviv Imo. Now the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkon Beis says a woman. Let's say a woman is gathering up the bones of her first husband. She already got remarried. Then she doesn't mourn because she's already remarried. It's her first husband. Halacha lemaisa. Okay. Now, there is a notion of interesting din of you not doing it yourself. You shouldn't do it yourself. Okay? Zav the Kovadik, there's a brisa that quotes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yochum and Nuri in the Smachos. Rabbi Kiva says, usher for you yourself to gather bones of the father and mother, you should get someone else to do it. I guess not Kovad Horav. And Rabbi Yochum and Nuri says it's mutter lemaisa, but it's only mutter after the flesh has already been consumed. And the Torah passes like Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, that it's mutter for you to do it yourself of your parents only after the basar is disintegrated. They're just bones. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that once the basar is disintegrated, it's mutter for you to malaka that someone's of imo, just not proper. Kadesh lo yizuzu solov, that they shouldn't be, there's a story with the blazer of Tzorok. So Lamaisa, it's maybe not nachon to do it, so Mikradin, it seems like you can, but it's not the best thing in the world, Lamaisa. It's not the best thing in the world for you to what? For you to do it, so Lamaisa, it's better that if someone else does it, Allah Lamaisa. And that you don't do it, Lamaisa, you don't do it yourself. The Shach says, you're going to do it yourself. Kodesh Kila Basar, Sir of the Sabbath, Kol Yom. After Kishalutu Atzamas, Kodesh Kila Basar, you have to mourn the whole day. Still not good to do it yourself from that story, but okay. The Mechaber Lemaisa, Paskins, that Likud Atzamas is okay. You have to say that they had a flip gears. You have to say that they had a flip gears because in our Maseches Machas, it says that Rav Manuri said you can gather, you shouldn't gather it lamaisa yourself. And Rabbi Akiva said that you can do it shichla basar. So the Mechaber positive Rabbi Rosh like Rabbi Akiva that's fine. So the Agosa tour, so the tour says Allah likud is only like Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. So you have to say he had a flipped girsa, because normally he says even though Allah is like Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the tour says here mistaba time Rabbi Yochanan. So you have to say he had a different girsa than us. We have it flipped, but that's the din. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, we also have to be careful. We also have to be careful never to mix bones of common nesim together. So you have to be makbid in sifches. It says to gather and do the bones separately. You shouldn't mix them together. It's not proper. And the shach has an interesting chiddush in Zikun Av that a kohen is not allowed to gather up the bones of his father because it might be missing. Might be missing a limb. And you're only able to metame if the body's full. So you see the chiyuk kfuras atzamas is diraisa. Why? Because how could a kohen be metame? So the only way a kohen can metame is if he's going to bury his father. So you see that likud atzamas is in fact the din diraisa, the Geshe Chaim is medayik. Otherwise we never let the son be metame. He's missing a limb. Interesting. So you see likud atzamas is diraisa. On that topic of diraisa, the Rabban, I've been meaning to mention, Baruch Hashem, I remembered it now, the institution of Shmua Krova, Shmua Rechok is the Raisa Drobonon. Is it the Raisa Drobonon? I mean, you ask me, I would have said, what do you mean? The whole Avelis, according to the Ashkenazi Rishonim, is the Drobonon. But I want you to get down to Geshe Chaim, Omid Reisham Achtar Sif Aleph. He quotes the dog of Ravon that Shmua Krova is the Drobonon, and the Rabbaz and the Chubis, Tovkuf Chafal, says Shmua Krova is the Raisa. Wow. How could Shmua Krova be Raisa? He must be working with the Ram and the Rif. Must be working with the Ram the Rif, that if you resurrect it on the Shmuel Rokrova, the first day is going to be a Diraisa. So please get that down. Machlis Dagam Mavava and Rabbaz, it's found in the Geshe Chaim Reish Samach Dalet, Os Aleph, Halacha Lemaisa. Okay? Os Aleph, Halacha Lemaisa. So this is the din of Likud Atzamas. I was asked to Shaila, and this leads us to, which we have to start sure tomorrow, is when can you do this? We talked about the mitzvahs of Likud Atzamas, but are you allowed to do it or not? So we'll have 11, 12, maybe at Teirib. Generally, it's usher to do. It's not nice. We'll see why it's usher to move the bones. But there are at Teirib sometimes to do it. And we'll begin sure with that tomorrow, Biz Hashem. Okay, on that din. We got to still also talk about Tumas Kohanim. So we have Tuesday and Wednesday. So today, we learn with the guys. Now, please, everyone, try to be a mincha, because I want to make sure we have a minyan. And Wednesday, we'll have a Sudas Prater. So everyone should prepare a 2-3 minute Dvar Torah. And we'll have mincha at 3 on that day. So we'll right after Shir at 1, we'll have Sudas Prater. Everyone will give their attention. We'll have some, you know, sing a little bit. I can't dance because I'm A-list, but we'll sing a little bit. Everyone give their attention. And then after mincha, we'll have mincha 3. After mincha, then, you know, then we'll end that. Okay? So if you have plans on Wednesday, maybe you want to plan. So we'll end after the mincha on Wednesday. Okay? So that's the Divrei Torah. And also tomorrow, from 2:30 to 3.